But, you know, I still have the same concerns that I had before. You know, to keep the identity of the pharmacy secret is just outrageous to me. I think we ought to change that law. I hope your bill does that.
That's my plan, Senator. My problem right now is that if everything that we have seen is true, we are actually, as a state of Missouri, violating the law in importing these drugs, and we need to get to the bottom of it. There needs to be some transparency, Senator.
Well, not only that, but the idea that they could pay cash, $8,000 in cash.
Is it a suitcase of cash? I mean, I'm starting to get the feeling that we are doing something completely off the books. And I don't understand what the urgency is that we are sending Missouri officials to another state with a suitcase of cash to buy illegal drugs. I'm sorry, if you and I tried to do that, we'd be in a lot of trouble.
Well, you know, pentobarbital is an ancient chemical. I mean, it's, you know, I used to buy phenobarbital when I first went into practice 30-some years ago. I used to buy, like, huge amounts of it for just a few cents, literally. And to charge $8,000 for it, for one execution, it makes me wonder, you know, what do they do, give $8,000 to somebody who drives down to Oklahoma? How do we know they didn't, like, pay $5 for it and then party hardy on the way home, you know? It's just outrageous to have the state spending cash.
Under such a cloak of secrecy, there's no need for it. Just let us know what's going on. I mean, if it's out in the open, then I think we'll be able to have a conversation about what's happening. But in this cloak of secrecy, we don't know what's happening. And so we're forced to have these types of conversations.
Well, there are so many more things wrong about this that we just don't have time to talk about it now. But we will be talking about it when your bill comes up.